What's going on, world? Well, everyone's been distracted by war going on. The last few days and few weeks, we got a lot of crazy information about this pandemic, you know, that's still going on, right? Even though the news is now not talking about it anymore. But just in the last few days or few weeks, all this evidence has been coming out showing that hand sanitizers were toxic, the tests you're using were toxic, the masks you're wearing are toxic, and of course, the injections you're putting in your body are toxic. Combine this with all the other ways the government is trying to make you unhealthy by forcing you into drive-thru for fast food, by giving you nothing to do but sit at home and drink and smoke, by not letting you go to the gym, etc. Virtually every single thing is to make your body toxic, lower your body's natural immunity, so you can get sick, so you can believe there's a pandemic. And even with all of that, even with you subjugating your body to rubbing toxins all over it multiple times a day, inhaling toxins and then you stick those tests up your nose, and literally injecting yourself with toxins and inhaling toxins while you wear that mask all day, not training, not eating healthy, smoking, drinking, being depressed, not socializing, yet somehow we're still not getting sick and dying. That's how resilient the human body is. That's how strong our immune system is. That 2 years of straight torture to your body with you following orders to poison yourself four separate ways. Imagine every single day I gave you four types of poison. A poison from the sanitizer, a poison from the mask, a poison from the test, and a poison from the jab. Three of those poisons you got every single day, some multiple times a day. Except rather than in sanitizer and the other products, I just put them in a little cup with liquid marked poison one, poison two, poison three. And imagine you drank those every day. And after 2 years, you're still healthy. I think it's time to realize that no vaccine will ever do what our immune system can do. And I think it's time to realize that the only way out of this is a little united non-compliance.